Microsoft, whose own topological machines are still at an early stage of development, offers access via Azure, its cloud computing service, to machines from IonQ, Honeywell, and a company called Quantum Circuits. Amazon hosts machines from Rigetti, IonQ, and D-Wave, a Canadian company that builds specialized fixed-purpose computers called quantum annealers. Rather than have hardware makers come up with useful algorithms, the hope is that existing businesses, by being given access to the machines in this way, will invent such algorithms for themselves. With that in mind, says Christos Svoor, who leads Microsoft's quantum computing research, one task is to make those machines as easy as possible to use. The firm has developed tools intended to help customers wrap their brains around the counterintuitive properties of quantum computers. It has also developed software intended to smooth over differences between machines from different makers, so that programmers do not have to worry about whether they are marshalling ions or electrons. She compares this to the early days of classical computing, when the development of compilers and early programming languages freed human beings from the need to think in the ones and zeros of raw machine code. The big question is what all this is leading up to. Despite the excitement, the industry's commercial pioneers have their work cut out for them. There is plenty of promise, but as yet no certainty. Finding algorithms that are both commercially useful and simple enough to work within a NISQ machine's limitations is not easy. A report published last year by America's National Academy of Sciences reminded readers that no commercial applications are currently known to exist. The first step, then, is to go looking. The industry has been cheered by Google's demonstration last year of quantum supremacy, in which it used a NISQ machine to perform, within minutes of computing time, a calculation that would have taken thousands of years on classical hardware. Google's calculation was highly contrived and of little use in the real world, but it proved a point.